What is the psychedelic afterglow? It is the subacute period, roughly the days to weeks after the acute drug effects wear off, when many people feel elevated mood, reduced anxiety, greater openness, and a sense of connection. It is not merely a good mood. After a single high dose of psilocybin, positive affect stayed elevated, and trait anxiety stayed reduced up to a month later, alongside reduced amygdala reactivity to emotional faces, Barrett and Griffiths et al. 2020. The leading explanation is a window of heightened neuroplasticity, a reopened critical period whose length tracks the specific drug, Nardo et al. 2023. This is why clinicians treat the afterglow, not the trip itself, as the real work. Ask people about a meaningful psychedelic experience, and they will tell you about the peak, the visions, the dissolution, the insight. But ask what actually changed, and the answer usually lives somewhere else. In the strange, gentle days afterward, when the world felt softer and the mind felt roomy. That period has a name, the afterglow, and for a long time, nobody took it seriously as anything but the emotional come down from a big night. That has changed. A growing body of research suggests the afterglow is a distinct, measurable, neurobiologically real state, and quite possibly the part of the experience that does the healing, what the afterglow actually feels like. Across trip reports and clinical accounts, the afterglow has a recognizable shape. In the hours and days after the acute effects fade, people describe elevated, stable mood, a drop in anxiety and rumination, a sense of openness and mental spaciousness, heightened aesthetic appreciation, and an easier, warmer sense of connection to other people and to the world. Sleep can feel deeper, old worries feel less sticky, and problems that seemed immovable feel approachable. A recent systematic review of the subacute effects of classic serotonergic psychedelics cataloged exactly this cluster and gave it academic footing. The afterglow as a consistent, describable phenomenon rather than a piece of folklore, Evans et al. 2023. It's measurable, not just a mood. The strongest evidence that the afterglow is real comes from a carefully instrumented study. Researchers gave healthy volunteers a single high dose of psilocybin and tracked their emotions and brain function afterward. 1 week later, participants showed reduced negative affect and a blunted amygdala response to fearful faces, alongside increased positive affect. 1 month later, positive affect was still elevated, and trait anxiety, a supposedly stable disposition, was reduced. Barrett, Doss, Sapita, Pekar, and Griffiths, 2020. Those are not vague self-reports of feeling nice. They are changes in emotional processing and in a fear-related brain circuit, persisting long after the drug itself has left the body. The afterglow shows up in the machine. UTW psilocybin mushroom treats. The mechanism, a plasticity window. Why would a single experience leave the brain measurably altered for weeks? The leading answer is neuroplasticity. Classic psychedelics rapidly promote the growth of new dendritic spines and synaptic connections in the cortex, the physical substrate of learning, and that heightened plasticity state does not end when the visuals do. It lasts. The afterglow in this view is the subjective face of a brain that is temporarily more malleable than usual, more able to form new associations, revise old patterns, and consolidate a different way of seeing. This connects the afterglow directly to the mechanisms this journal has covered in psychedelics and neuroplasticity, and to the durable rise in openness after a mystical experience. The trait that is almost a description of a plastic, receptive mind made lasting, a reopened critical period. The most striking piece of the puzzle came from work on critical periods, the developmental windows, normally closed in adulthood, when the brain is exquisitely shapeable by experience. In an elegant set of experiments, researchers found that psychedelics can reopen the critical period for a specific kind of social learning in adult mice. Even more telling, the length of time the window stayed open was proportional to how long each drug's acute effects last in humans, on the order of 48 hours for ketamine, about 2 weeks for psilocybin, 3 weeks for LSD, and up to 4 weeks for ibogaine. Nardo et al., 2023. That is a remarkable match to the human afterglow. The longer and deeper the experience, the longer the brain stays open afterward. The afterglow may be, quite literally, a temporarily reopened window of developmental plasticity. Join the OOTW sacrament. The oldest prayer, remembered? The gentle dissolving of the self into light, held in ceremony by a master facilitator. Sit with our community first. A free, live, weekly circle on Zoom. No commitment, simply a conversation. Why the afterglow is the real work. This reframes what psychedelic therapy is actually doing. If the days and weeks after the session are a period of heightened openness and plasticity, then that window, not the peak of the trip, is when lasting change is most possible. This is the neuroscience behind integration, the practice of deliberately working with insights, habits, relationships, and therapy during the afterglow, while the brain is still receptive. It is why clinical protocols schedule preparation before and integration sessions after, and why practitioners emphasize protecting the subacute period, keeping it calm, intentional, and supported. The trip may open the door. The afterglow is the room you get to rearrange before it closes. Waste the window and much of the opportunity goes with it, the honest limits. A few cautions keep this accurate. The afterglow is not guaranteed and not always positive. Some people feel drained, fragile, or emotionally raw in the days after a difficult experience, and a hard session can leave a shadow rather than a glow. The clean month-long mood data come from small studies in screened, supported volunteers, and the elegant critical period findings are largely from animals. Translating a reopened plasticity window in mice into human psychology is a real inferential leap, however suggestive. Plasticity is also neutral. A more malleable brain can consolidate helpful or unhelpful patterns, which is exactly why setting and support during the window matter so much. What the evidence supports is genuine and important. After a meaningful psychedelic experience, there is a real, measurable, time-limited period of elevated mood and heightened plasticity. And how it is used may matter more than the trip itself. OOTW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. Psychedelics remain controlled substances in most countries and are not safe for everyone, including people with a personal or family history of psychosis or bipolar disorder. Nothing here is a recommendation to use any psychedelic. If you are struggling with your mental health, please reach out to a qualified professional.